Good morning. It's Wednesday, September 11th. Did you head to the yard last night? Did you watch the game on TV? You got to see something special in the game yesterday as the Orioles lost 7-3 against the LA Dodgers. Block got the loss. But what was that special thing that you got to see? I'm sure you know by now that that special thing is Block going 2.1 innings. No, it's not. It is the fact that the Dodgers did clinch and won their division. So good for the Dodgers. Maybe in 3, 4, 5 years, we can see that again in Baltimore. We all remember how special that was years ago when the Orioles were able to clinch the AL East. So hopefully one day we'll all get to see that again. Tonight, if you're heading over to the yard, John Means takes the mound, who is 10-10 with a 3.50 ERA this year. So maybe if you're going to win a game from the Dodgers, this is the game you're going to win, I guess. It would also, remember, one more win, and we tie the win total from last year. So maybe we can be a little excited about that. Hey, I've been catching up on my podcast, and there's a great podcast by Masson. I know. I know. But it's true. Masson All Access podcast did a great story last Friday about 2131 prep and like hanging the banners on the warehouse and all that from years and years ago. So I never recommend Masson stuff, but go check out the this one episode. It was pretty good. Other than that, if you're checking out podcasts, brand new Section 336 up. You got to check that out. We get into the Ravens game and the excitement of Lamar Jackson, the fact that Burt's all on board again now that it's not Joe Flacco. And we get into Orioles, and if you haven't noticed, we haven't talked about it on here, the Orioles fired like 15 more people. They're up to like 20-something that they've let go now. And it's no surprise, the writing was on the wall when Elias came last year. We all knew this was not only a possibility, but more than likely what was going to happen. But he came in November, and it's hard to fire people and replace people in the middle of the offseason. So if you want to take a positive for these people leaving, he's letting them go at the end of the season with plenty of notice that they can go and find another job for next year. Who's coming in to replace them? Who knows? So the latest ones was that he let go Ryan Miners, who was the Frederick Keys manager. And the Keys, if you look around the minor leagues where all the pitchers have done really well, they did not do well in Frederick. So you got to make thought process has to say, well, maybe that had something to do with it, letting him go. But you never know. Also let go, I keep wanting to say Scott Kubal, but it's not Scott Kubal. He is already gone. Who am I blanking on? I'm blanking on the other guy they let go. The former Oriole who does a lot of rehab and development with the pitchers down in Sarasota. They have announced that he will be leaving as well, but he's a former Oriole, so you can't just fire him. So in that case, he is being moved to special community relations and whatever. He'll run like Orioles Dream Week and show up and sign autographs and walk in, visit the suites like Joe Orsolek does or Chris Hoyles and all these other former Orioles that you'll see around once in a while. So no surprise there. Again, more staff people that you didn't hear of and trainers that you don't know of. So there's that. Other than that, I think the Orioles are starting to prep for the end of the season, for what's going to happen in this offseason. And that's a big question mark, because I don't think you can look at anything Elias did last offseason and say that's how Elias works, because he came in so late. So we'll have to watch Elias come October, November, December. We'll have to listen for stories of, are they developing, are they working with pitchers during the offseason? Are they working with hitters during the offseason? You know, we always heard that about Chris Davis, and then we'd find out, oh, it's not really that true. It's not what we really thought. But how does Mike Elias work? What does Mike Elias do with Chris Davis? There's lots of questions that we'll be discussing this offseason. So make sure you stick around. Check all that out. Brand new Section 336. Download that right away. Also, if you want to get in depth with Ravens, good episode of Film Study. Two episodes the past couple days Most recent one came out today, which is with Michael Crawford really breaking down the offense. And that was the fun part of Sunday's performance with those record perfect passing numbers that Lamar Jackson was putting up. So check out Section 336, check out Film Study, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.